It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up today with Jerry Siretta. Hey, Jerry.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. You know, I'm just enjoying the winter weather that's finally beset us and hoping it warms up soon again.
that's right. We're tough Canadians, though. We can take care of ourselves, right?
Absolutely.
You bet. New song called Anywhere But Me. We'll talk about that in just a second, Jerry. But I know you and I have been trying to contact each other for quite some time over the last little while. You're finally on the show here today, Jerry. So why don't you just kind of introduce yourself to everybody in case we don't know who you are?
Well, I'm a country singer from... I was originally from Manitoba. I'm now based loosely in Alberta. It's kind of a back and forth situation. You know, I've done lots of shows in all three provinces, Manitoba, Alberta, and Saskatchewan. I grew up, my background is I'm Indigenous and I'm Ukrainian, so lots of good food at family gatherings.
And I was going to say that. I was wondering about that myself.
Oh, food. I tell you, I should weigh at least four times what I weigh right now. But and that's, you know, it's always been very much about family, and my family's always been a very musical family as well. So, you know, when I got into music, they were very encouraging, and I released my first bunch of songs, and I think now, you know, as I've matured, so have the songs and so have the stories behind them, and we're really looking forward to what's coming. This summer, we'll be releasing the album that Anywhere But Me is on, and it's an album called Classic Country Couple, and we're super pumped. We think it's a great song and a great vibe, and I think people are really going to enjoy it.
We're going to talk about the team that you've gathered for this for this project in a second, Jerry. But I want to talk about the single that's on country radio right now called Anywhere But Me. Tell me about that song.
You know, a lot of my songs in the past have been kind of loosely based around having a good time and seeing the finer side of life, getting together with friends and having a good time. And, you know, this song, I was going through a period of time where, you know, I had just lost a love. And it was just kind of the beginning stages of that relationship after it just ends, where you're trying to reconnect with each other and you're always wondering why, you know, the other person seems to be able to make time for everything but you. And it was kind of a downtime. And music's always been that for me. It's always been something to help lift me up, even if it's just as simple as telling the sad story and putting it out there on the paper to read and to hear. And, you know, it's an old story now. I'm no longer feeling the same thing, but I now see the beauty behind the song. It is just that, because it's not only about relationships, it's about people. You know, as we grow older and we start settling down with our own families and we have our social circles, a lot of friends and relatives and people that we were close to and connected with, you know, we don't seem to always be able to find the time to make it to see each other. And it's kind of that. It's, you know, it's people are always going anywhere but me.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of beauty in that song and in the sentiment behind it.
And as you said, Jerry, and we all know this too, that that music is great therapy, isn't it? Whether you're writing it or listening to it, it's just wonderful therapy.
It absolutely is. I mean, when I'm not writing songs, I'm listening to songs, and I have my own favorites, and I have certain songs that I go to depending on certain moods, and, you know, they have that ability to lift you up or give you a good cry if that's what you need. They're always there to help you and support you. And, you know, there's stories that a lot of us have been through, and it's nice to know that we're not in those kind of down moments alone. We're with people who are trying to help lift us up.
Yeah, you bet. You bet. As you mentioned, Jerry, it's all part of the new album, A Classic Country Couple, and you've gathered quite a great team here to put this project together. Why don't you talk about that?
Well, I started out in Manitoba, as I said, and, you know, I was kind of looking for something different, somebody to kind of really help me put together the songs that I had and to help me build more songs and to write more songs. And I reached out to a friend of mine in Calgary, Alberta, a songwriter by the name of Troy Kokel. I reached out to him and his wife, Joni DeLaurier. And if people are unfamiliar with them, they were the ones that wrote the song Pickup Truck by Shane Yellowbird.
Mm-hmm.
So I reached out to him and I said, "Hey, Troy, I'm thinking I'd like to kind of change it up a little bit." I said, "Do you know anybody in out in the Alberta area who might, you know, help me start recording and getting some stuff moving with this new project?" And Troy said, "Well, how about me?" And I said, "Oh, I didn't know you were into producing as well." And he said, "I am a little bit." He's like, "Just kind of starting, dabbling with it." He said, "But he said, if you're willing to take a chance on me, I'm willing to give you all I got." And working with him has been fantastic. He's, every time we sit down to write songs, you know, we've written with some Canadian greats and some American greats, Jake Matthews, Gord Bamford, Willie Mack, Dwayne Steele, and the list goes on and on. Those are just the people that are performers as well. There's tons of great songwriters that he's connected with across Canada and across the U.S., and we've been working with them. So super pumped to be working with Troy and super pumped to be getting this album to come out this summer.
Now, we know Troy quite well, and as we know Joni, and if you've ever met them, they will never, ever forget you. You are friends for life with that couple. I think that's a just a general consensus across the country that they are just a wonderful married couple. They're great.
They have to be. They're borderline saints. Like they are so amazing, and you know they never have a bad thing to say about anybody, and they're always willing to give you the shoes off their feet, the shirts off their back. I can't say enough good things about them. They are wonderful, and I'm honored and privileged to be working with them.
Yeah, you bet. As you mentioned, Jerry, the album is out this summer. How do we get a hold of you on social media in the meantime to find out what's going on with you, Jerry?
Social media, the best way to get a hold of me is if you go to jerryserretta.com, that's jerryserreda.com. It has links to all my Instagram, Twitter, SoundCloud, Facebook, everything is there. And I do encourage people to listen to the music. You can listen to it all for free on my website, as well as see the music videos. And, you know, you can contact us through the website, or if you hit me up on social media, send me a message. Let me know what you think of the songs. I've always said that even if you hate the song, you know, tell me what you hate about it. And I'm not going to take offense to it. I think that this is an industry where criticism, both good and bad, just critiques, will help us grow as writers and as people working in the production of music. So anything you can say, or if you just want to say hi, do that too, because I'll say hi back, I promise.
Awesome, Jerry. Well, thanks for saying hi to us today and taking time out of your busy day to chat with us. Good luck with everything going on with you, and we'll talk again.
I look forward to it, and I hope next time it can be in person and I can pop into the studio and see you all. Hopefully this crazy pandemic is coming to an end soon.
You bet. Stay well, and we'll talk again. Jerry Serretta on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.